I want to make now a very startling statement about this passage of Scripture. Actually, the primary consideration here is not the rapture. The precise question is, what about believers who died before the rapture? Now, we need to understand the background here. And I want to back up again and give it to you again because of the fact that there are those listening in that probably were not listening when we gave it before, and every day we're told we gain new listeners. Now, let's look at this. Paul went to Thessalonica on his second missionary journey. He was there 3 Sabbath days, and he reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Dr. Luke tells us in Acts 17:2. Now, that means he was there less than a month. Now, Paul came there, and in that month's time, and we'll give him that long a time, he performed a Herculean task. To begin with, he did missionary work. He preached the gospel. Converts were made. He established a church. It was organized. And then he taught these new believers the great truths of the Christian faith. And the very interesting thing is, he taught the rapture of the church. Now, when I was a young preacher in a denomination, they didn't have much to say about prophecy in those days. And very candidly, I don't think the ministers knew very much about it. And they would give this excuse. They would say, now you shouldn't preach on that. That is deep truth, and that should be given to mature saints. It just shouldn't be given to new believers. Now, it's too bad Paul didn't know that, because he hadn't been there a month. And he's teaching them prophecy. In fact, we get to the second epistle, we find out he talked to them about the Great Tribulation. He talked to them about the man of sin, the Antichrist that was to come. My, I tell you, he ran the whole gamut of prophecy for these Thessalonians. And it's nonsense to say this is not to be given to new believers. It is to be given. And Paul is the demonstration of that. Now, he taught the rapture of the church. He taught, by the way, that it might occur at any moment. It was imminent. And then Paul left Thessalonica. Well, he went down to Berea. And I say he went down. He was really run out of town. And he went down to Berea. And he said they were more noble there than they were in Thessalonica. And he established a church there. And I don't know how long he was there. Then he took ship and went over to Athens. And he didn't take a jet plane, and the ships were sailing vessels. They didn't move too fast in those days. And he arrived in Athens. He was there some time. I don't know how long. Dr. Luke doesn't tell us. Then he was looking for Timothy and Silas to come and bring him word from Thessalonica. They didn't arrive. So he went on down to Corinth. Now, after he was there for a while, why, Timothy and Titus came and brought him word concerning the Thessalonian church. Now, they had some questions to ask. Now, Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians to encourage them, and in the matter of the rapture of the church, because that is the thing that seems to have caught their attention, and the question that had arisen while he was gone was this, that some of the saints in that interval, from the time Paul left Thessalonica until he wrote this epistle, which could have been weeks, could have been months, and I think probably several months had gone by. Some of the saints in Thessalonica died. Now the question is this, had they missed the rapture? May I say this, and this is so important to see. Obviously, Paul taught the imminent coming of Christ, or this question would not be pertinent at all. You see, Paul said the Lord Jesus might come at any moment, and these saints died, and the Lord hasn't come. What about these saints? Have they escaped the rapture? Will they not be caught up at the time of the rapture? What'll happen to them? Now, Paul has answered that in 1 Thessalonians. We have the answer. And to us, it's not a meaningful question, because you and I live 1900 years this side of 1 Thessalonians. And in that interval, most of the church has already gone through the doorway of death. I'm confident that the great company of the church have already died. They've already gone through the doorway of death. And Paul has given us the answer, and we're going to see it here, of the place that the dead will have at the rapture of the church. Now, I trust you can see this would not be a pertinent question unless the coming of Christ was imminent. It was imminent. Paul had taught that. And that is what many of us believe today, that between where we are right this moment to the coming of Christ's first church, it's Tisha Thin. Now, that means two things. It means, first of all, it could happen any moment. It could happen before you even hear this tape that I'm making today. Or it could be way down yonder in the future. And there is a grave danger today of saying that the Lord might come and set a date. And I'm sorry they said that, because I won't be here to tell them I told you so. But the point is, if I am around, I won't be able to look for him. And the reason is, he said, I'm coming at an hour that you know not. And maybe they might have hit the year, but they sure won't know the hour that he's coming. And I don't think that they've hit the year. I think that they've robbed me of the opportunity of looking for him to come. So that what we have here now is Paul answering that question. Had they missed the rapture, those that had died? And this is the question now Paul is answering. When we keep that before us, we can understand this passage of Scripture.